It reminds me of so much with the image that it creates in my, and it's that our minds are like gardens, and my garden, I need to pull the weeds, right? Do the work, but I can also plant and grow inner resources and strengths constantly.
You're ready now. Jump, the sky's the limit.
Jump,
leave it all behind and jump, just go for it. Jump, if you can dream it.
Jump,
together we can do all things.
Hi guys, this is Rebecca here with Jump, and today I bring one of my dearest friends, Dara Alex. She's a licensed mental health counselor and a certified nutrition counselor. And I think this is going to be a treat for all of us, especially for me and for my heart, because we all need a little bit of a balance. And I think she's going to teach us a little bit of some tools to get into that groove and as a creator, as an entrepreneur, and as an artist. And I just wanted to say, Dara, I am so excited. I am so excited that you're here today, and I'm so grateful for your life. Welcome to Jump.
Oh, thank you so much, sister. I'm equally excited, if not more. When you asked me to do this, of course, I jumped at it. We worked out different timing, of course. We had to go back and forth, but I'm so excited. I adore you. We've known each other for many years as friends, and I'm glad to be able to serve your audience in the best way that I can. I hope I can be a resource today.
That's amazing. So if you don't mind us, can you take us back in time and say, how did this whole thing, this passion that you have, that you headed to help people in those areas, how did that start? What is that coming from?
Oh, wow. What a great question.
Wow.
I think a lot of my, just my own childhood and figuring out, I think I figured out even before I knew what counseling was, that I was a helper in some capacity. Even as a kid, if there was a wallflower or someone with emotional pain, other people not known what to say or been scared or silent or run away. It can be awkward for some, but I was always that unique one that was more drawn like a moth to a flame if someone was hurting. So I think to some degree there was a calling for it. And I actually majored, I was going into either film, TV production, or mass communications, something of that degree. My first year in college, I remember, and this is over 20 years ago, I was at a camp for kids with special needs as a counselor, just as a summer job. And I remember it calling me. I didn't even think about a paycheck at the end of the week. I was just so lit up by seeing, just being present and being there for others and seeing the fruit and changes in people's lives, just that emotional connection and relationship, what that did for somebody. So I remember having a conversation with my dad and I said, I think I want to change my major. And that's how it all began.
That's incredible. And so when we're talking, this is so, so amazing to, you know, the journey that you had is a journey to pursue, to be present for others, which is so incredible. What do you say that mindful means today? Like when we're talking about, you know, people are saying, hey, I practice this and I practice that. What does that mean for you?
Wow. You know, you and I were friends, but I love that you even asked this question because you don't know about me as a clinician, but this is such a huge part of the work that I would do with patients, especially with stress and anxiety management. Mindfulness is such a huge part of, I think it's so important this day and age to teach mindfulness skills. Well, to to answer your question, I would say 95% of the time we're mindless. We're in autopilot, especially these days. A lot of our habits and our patterns, whether they're behavioral or mental, are in autopilot. We don't think about it. You know, we have our routine, we have our coffee, from what we, how we eat, how we move, how we think. A lot of it's in autopilot. Only 5% of our day we're mindful of. So when there's any kind of suffering or pain or stress, anxiety, frustration, how often do we pause and think, okay, what do I want to change and how can I change that? It all has to start with mindful awareness. Mm-hmm. So that thing of moving through any kind of pain and suffering to alleviate any of it, becoming aware of what are your...
Another question for you. We're talking with people extremely creative, okay?
Yeah.
And the creative community, they can't stop creating. They can't stop thinking. They can't stop inventing. They can't stop. What would say is some of the tools for my audience in practicing mindfulness when the mind is exploding and things to do and say and create? What would be some of the tools and the practical tools that would help somebody like me and like, you know, the creative feel?
What a great question. And to tailor it to this audience particularly, I just want to say I am so drawn and I'm so in admiration when I'm around creative artists. And always so inspired, even just talking to you, the conversations we get to have. I would say if what you're describing to me, when there's a lot of like flight of ideas and the racing of ideas that keep flowing, if you're in a state meaning your mood is anything balance. And what I mean by that, if you're in what I think of baseline for all of us is being in a state of feeling at peace, loving, and content. And anything outside of that, even if it's positive and euphoric, it's hard to be inspired. So what might be helpful if you're excited and anxious and with the flight of ideas is to thought dump and put it on paper, to slow down some of the ideas, to get yourself back to baseline, being in that state of feeling peaceful, loving, and content. When we're in that state, you can also think about it as your own just baseline or bliss, a state of bliss. Usually if you're out in nature, or if you're not thinking about time doesn't exist, you're in that peak state. Sometimes if you're in the shower, you know, if you're engaged in your senses and you're not in your head, that's when your best ideas come, right?
Yes.
The things that can inspire you. So getting yourself back down to baseline, a state of peace, love, and content. And it's different for everybody. You know, I don't work with, when someone's in front of me, I have an appreciation for each person as incredibly unique, even though you're all creatives, you're all incredibly unique. And, you know, like an onion, there's so many layers to all of us as being human. So thinking for yourself about what is it for me prescriptively that makes me feel in that state? What are the things that can self-soothe me or down-regulate me when I'm feeling really and all the ideas are flowing? For some folks, it could be journaling. For others, that might be homework. Or even just simple prompts. It doesn't have to be, you know, like free associating, taking a pen out and journaling a lot, but it could just be answering maybe three questions at the beginning of your day and having three reflective questions at the end of the day.
Oh, that's great.
That can be helpful just to get some of that out of your brain onto paper.
That's so beautiful. So what would be some of the three questions that would you put it down for us? Like, what would be is like how I'm feeling? What was someone, give me an example.
Yeah. Well, just right off the bat, what comes to mind that's helpful for everybody is to bookend your day with, you know, prime your day and then end your day. with gratitude. So when we're in a state of gratitude, we can't be anything but in a positive state, because there's something called cognitive dissonance, where you can't, two opposing states can't happen at the same time. You can't be frustrated when you're grateful, when you're really thinking about something that you're grateful for, anything but positive in that moment. Now,
but it's still good.
If you start thinking about other things, other emotions can start to flood you. But if you are truly thinking and present and mindful about something you're grateful for, the emotions come with it. What you focus on grows. So thinking at the beginning of the day and checking in with yourself before you start your to-do list and letting the day hit you, you getting behind your mind and focusing and training your brain to, hey, I'm going to check in with myself and ask myself, what can I be grateful for? And that could be challenging for some, but, and it might sound silly for like, oh yeah, think of something positive, think of something I'm grateful for. But I promise you, this one simple question with if you ask yourself consistently this every day in the morning or throughout the day, if you can focus more on what you're grateful for, you'll be surprised how your brain can start to scan for it more, and you'll start to look for it more. And then in turn, you'll start to feel those positive emotions. So at the beginning of the day, asking yourself, what are, even if it's little, what can I be grateful for? At the end of the day, a great practice, I even do it with my kids, just reflecting on what went well. What went well today?
That's so good. Wow, I'm taking notes. I love this. I have to say something. I know you, throughout the years, you have been constant and incredible. But watching you becoming an expert in this field is extraordinary for me. It's so good and it's so amazing. And I'm so excited that I get to share you with a little bit of people here. Aww. Because I'm really, really excited, because I think that you carry a special balance and tool to really help people to get center. And not only that, it's like specific for me, the way you make people feel so at home, so comfortable. So even just talking to you, your voice brings so much belonging, you know, that's how I feel about you. You're like, you're so, you know, include, you belong, you make a seat. There's so many qualities about you, you know, but seeing you guiding in this field is amazing. And I am so blessed and impressed by this. So here's one more question I have for you here.
Thank you, sister. Okay, go ahead.
So actually I have a few more questions, but let me get through these questions. How do we manage stress today? How do we do that? I mean, you just gave us some tools here to start the day, but when stress is coming and everybody's overworking and times is small and kids are screaming and the house is dirty, everything is out of control, how do we manage the stress?
What a loaded question.
Exactly.
I could give you the short answer, and I could, of course, go on and on with this. I would say that a very practical, simple guide for anybody is to ask themselves, when you notice that you're out of baseline, you're not feeling in a state of peace, you're not feeling peaceful, loving, or content in your body, in your heart, and in your mind. When you check in, realize that, to ask yourself, what am I focusing on? How am I talking to myself about what I'm focusing on? Because it's not necessarily what's happening, it's what you're telling yourself about what's happening. So your inner self-talk. Right? So your focus, your inner dialogue, and then your physiology matters. And what I mean by that is, our breathing patterns.
Wow. Our
breathing patterns, whether they're shallow and fast, you know, those, that's usually when we're in a fight or flight state, of a state of stress, versus a little bit more slow paced and relaxed. Our heartbeat can also give us cues, right? Sweat. So you can check in with yourself, and your physiology will give you signals in very direct ways. By the way, our mind, they're intimately connected. They dance with each other, whether we realize it or not. So we can check our mind or our body. But along the lines of our physiology, I mean, just our how we behave, how we act in the moment, or even ongoingly with our self-care, it matters. Behavior matters. If you're not feeling a certain way, like I've worked so much with patients in the past with health and weight management, might feel like going for that walk, right? But you know, just okay, prepare the tennis shoes in the morning, get them laced up, and really internalize feeling good about it. Like, look at me, I'm taking action to get dressed and put my tennis shoes on. The smallest motions create these positive emotions. And then actually going for the walk and internalizing, being proud and celebrating those small actions. But behavior matters, because sometimes you need to behave in a way to look back and say, oh, wow, I got to experience that. That's what it feels like. So the thoughts and the behaviors and the actions, or the thoughts, the feelings, and the behaviors, they all dance together.
Wow. That's beautiful. Well said. That is gorgeous. Wow. That is so poetic, what you just said. They all dance together. That's so wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow. So I know I wanted to ask you, if you'll be kind enough to take us into a few minutes of meditation to help us, right? For our creator listeners, would you be kind enough to help us do that today?
Absolutely.
So really quick before we do that, I almost forgot. I'm going to edit this part, but I forgot something. And sure. What I wanted to ask you is, so, Dara, before we go into the meditation, would you be kind enough to share your favorite quote that you're meditating on right now, or that speaks to your heart at this moment? What would be your favorite quote for your life at this moment?
Oh, I'm such a collector of quotes. Is it, even since I've been a kid, I've always been drawn to wisdom. So it's hard to pick a particular quote, but I will say there's a mantra that I go back to a lot this week in particular for myself. It's a mantra for me that reminds me of so much with the image that it creates in my mind. And it's that our minds are like gardens. And my garden, I need to pull the weeds, right? Do the work, but I can also plant and grow inner resources and strengths constantly. It's a mantra for me that reminds me of so much with the image that it creates in my mind. And it's that our minds are like gardens. And my garden, I need to pull the weeds, right? Do the work, but I can also plant and grow inner resources and strengths constantly.
Receive most of my teachings is through examples in the nature and the garden. You know, our mind is like garden. It's so absolutely beautiful. I share with some of our listeners that our grass was drying out. You know, we noticed that was becoming a little dry, and we couldn't find out why is our grass doesn't look as good as we hope for. So when we test sprinklers, they were not reaching out to the whole place, to the whole grass. And that was the time that I felt like God is speaking to me and say, Rebecca, you are just like this grass. If sources of living water is not coming to you to water your heart, you start to dry out and you don't even notice.
Wow. Oh, that's beautiful.
So, yeah, I love that your quote is this, because it's simple, but so absolutely deep. So, all right. So let's go ahead and you are the leader. You guide us to what you're going to do next.
Okay. Well, we're going to do a meditation. And usually if we were in a group setting, I love to curate the environment. And you've been part of these groups where we dim the lighting. We kind of hug ourselves with a self-soothing environment. So if at all possible for your listeners, make sure that you're seated comfortably, but also in an environment where you can relax with your senses, dim the lighting, put on soft music in the background, whatever is helpful for you to just feel at peace as best as you possibly can. So we're going to begin by just getting comfortable in your seat first. And your eyes can either be closed or you can keep them open with a soft gaze for this meditation, whatever is comfortable for you. And just wiggle around, get all your last fidgets out, and then let your body settle. So we'll start by observing, like an outside observer of yourself. Just observe any current passive thoughts and just let them pass through your mind without attaching to them. See if you can simply notice without labeling any of those thoughts as good or bad or judging them in some way. Now just take a few slow, deep breaths. Let go of any attempt to control or shape the breath. Let it move in and out naturally. Allow yourself to relax and let go of any tension or stress. Feel a sense of relaxed alertness, grounded yet present. And now, let's move on to notice any sensations in or around you. Something simple, something you can take in. Could be the sight of a tree swaying gently in the wind, feeling a warm cup of coffee or tea in your hands, feeling the warmth of sunlight on your skin, maybe the experience of comfort from the chair you're sitting on. Just choose one simple thing to notice in this moment. And just allow that to fully absorb into you. Let gratitude arise and fill your body and your heart. Appreciation for this one simple moment right now. And now we're going to shift and reflect on someone that you might not know very well, but this person has impacted your life. It could be the person who stacked the fruit at the grocery store, the author of a book that you might be reading right now, maybe the engineers of the phone or alarm clock that just woke you up. Just take a moment to reflect and be grateful for how they've supported you in some way. And allow yourself to feel how you've benefited from their gift, from their work, and allow your heart to swell with a moment of sincere gratitude. Now, think about the tools that you use to support your own craft, your art.
or your work in your life. Your most cherished instruments, picture them now. Your tools, your equipment, or even the space or the building you work in. And just take a moment to pause and consider all that was needed for their creation. Knowing how much these things have benefited you for your work and survival. And feel a deep sense of gratitude that you even have access to these. Now think and feel grateful for the people you work and live with, or perhaps a particular person who supports your work. Appreciate their contributions, their good intentions, and say in your mind to them, thank you. And now expand this feeling of gratitude for your mind, for your body, for your heart beating without you even directing it, for the simple gift of being alive in this moment, and for all the countless gifts that come with your life. Take it in. Say thank you. To all the people who surround you, inspire you, and to those who are part of you, thank you. For all that you've experienced in this gift of life, for all of this, thank you. And just allow this sense of gratitude to swell and completely fill you as you breathe in and out. And to begin now settling your mind back on your breath, more fully here, more fully alive. Finish now with a deep breath in and a long, slow breath out. And gently and slowly, when you're ready, open your eyes, returning your awareness to where you are. And that's it.
That's amazing.
How was that, sister?
It was, that's incredible. I'm so blessed. This is everything. This is so great. This is such a gift. This is incredible. Dara, I just want to say I'm grateful for who you are and for everything that you stand for your kindness and your spirit, for your generosity with your words, for your love. You're just so deeply love people and help them so much. I just want to say thank you for giving this time to our listeners and giving us such an incredible time to help us get center, to be able to create more beautiful things and write beautiful things. So I'm excited. I'm grateful for you. Thank you for being at JUMP today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. I'm so honored that you asked me to even be able to share, serve, and encourage your audience today. And you've been such an inspiration to me for 20 years now. I love you, sister.
Oh, same here. Same here. Thank you so much.
Jump, you're ready now. Bye. Jump, the sky's the limit. Jump, jump, jump. Leave it all behind and jump. Just go for it. Jump, if you can dream it. Jump.